Amen. How many of you are ready for the word this morning?
¿Cuántos están listos para la palabra de Dios?
John chapter 15.
Juan 15.
I want us to begin reading at verse 9.
Vamos a empezar leyendo en verso 9.
And we're going to read all the way through verse 17.
Y vamos a leer a verso 17.
And it says, as the Father loved me, I also loved you. Remain in my love.
Como el Padre me ha amado, así también yo os he amado. Permanecer en mi amor.
If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love.
Si guardáis mis mandamientos, permaneceráis en mi amor, así como yo he guardado los mandamientos de mi Padre y permanezco en su amor.
I have spoken these things to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full.
Estas cosas he hablado para que mi gozo esté en vosotros y vuestro gozo sea completo.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Este es mi mandamiento, que amáis unos a otros como yo os he amado.
Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Nadie tiene mayor amor que este, que uno ponga su vida por sus amigos.
You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
Vosotros sois mis amigos si hacéis lo que yo os mando.
I no longer call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master does, but I have called you friends. For everything that I have heard from my Father have I made known to you.
Ya no os llamaré siervos, porque el siervo no sabe lo que hace su señor, pero os he llamado amigos, porque todas las cosas que oí de mi Padre las he dado a conocer.
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that the Father may give you whatever you ask him in my name.
No me elegisteis a mí, sino que yo os elegí a vosotros, y yo he puesto para que vayas y lleves fruto, y vuestro fruto permanezca, para que todo lo que pidáis al Padre en mi nombre, Él lo dé.
This I command you, that you love one another.
Esto os mando, que amáis unos a otros.
And I want to read one more time verse 13.
Una vez más, verso 13.
And Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Nadie tiene mayor amor que este, que uno ponga su vida por sus amigos.
And I want to speak with you just for a few moments this morning on the title of true love.
Les quiero hablar en esta mañana por un momento con el título Amor Verdadero.
Let's pray. Lord, we ask that you would anoint your word. We thank you that, Lord, during this Valentine's Day, you want to express to every one of our hearts your love. And so I pray that, Lord, it would be loud and clear, that we would understand from the depths of our hearts the love that you have for each and every one of us. Bless the preaching of your word, we pray. And we ask for this in Jesus' name, and everyone said,
amen.
Amen and amen. In this portion of Scripture,
en esta porción de las Escrituras,
Jesus is sharing with his disciples some of his final words.
Jesús compartió palabras finales con sus discípulos.
These words that he is sharing with his disciples,
estas palabras que compartió con sus discípulos
are all contained within chapters 14 through 16.
Se encuentran en capítulos 14 a 16.
And before anyone leaves for a long time,
y antes que cualquier persona se vaya por un tiempo,
when they love the people that they are leaving for a season,
cuando aman a la gente que van a dejar por un tiempo,
they leave them with important words that they should follow.
Les dejan con palabras importantes que deben de seguir.
They care for the ones that they're leaving.
Tienen cuidado de esas personas.
And Jesus knows he's about to leave them.
Y aquí Jesús sabía que él se iba a ir de sus discípulos.
And so he's sharing his heart with the disciples in these final chapters that we read here in John.
Y Jesús compartió su corazón con sus discípulos en estos capítulos últimos de Juan.
And here in chapter 15, he begins to express the importance of love.
Y aquí en capítulo 15 expresó la importancia de amor.
He says that even in the same way the Heavenly Father loves His Son, Jesus Christ.
Y dijo, en la misma manera que el Padre ama a su Hijo, Jesucristo.
He tells His disciples, I have loved you the same way.
Jesús le dijo a los discípulos, yo he amado a ustedes de esa misma manera.
Jesus is expressing a heartfelt love for His disciples.
Jesús expresó un corazón lleno de amor por los discípulos.
And He's expressing it to everyone, you and me, that would put our faith in Him as Savior and Lord.
Y esta palabra es expresado aún a usted y a mí y a cada uno que ama al Señor.
And He begins to bring out that if we truly love Him,
y empezó a decir que si nosotros le amamos verdaderamente,
then we would listen to Him and obey Him.
Entonces vamos a escucharlo y obedecerlo.
He says, in the same way that I have kept my Father's commandments,
Jesús dijo, en la misma manera que yo guardé los mandamientos de mi Padre,
He says He wants His disciples to keep His own commandments.
Su deseo era que los discípulos hicieran la misma cosa.
And He says, by doing this, you will remain in my love.
Y en hacer esto, iban a permanecer en el amor.
And then He brings out that in keeping my commandments and showing your love toward me,
y dijo, en hacer esto y en expresar tu amor para mí,
He says that your joy will be full.
Iban a tener el gozo llenado en su corazón.
True joy is found in a relationship with our God.
El gozo verdadero se encuentra en una relación con Dios.
And our love for Him will be displayed by our obedience to Him.
Y nuestro amor por Él se enseña por medio de nuestra obediencia a su palabra.
In essence, there's great joy in obedience.
Y es de decir, hay mucho gozo en obedecer.
You see, as children of God,
como hijos de Dios,
if we have a love for our Heavenly Father,
si nosotros amamos a nuestro Padre Celestial,
that love will be displayed by our obedience to Him.
Ese amor se va a enseñar por medio de obediencia a Él.
And the byproduct of that relationship and love,
y también un parte de fruto va a enseñarse,
is going to be joy.
Y va a ser el gozo.
True joy.
Verdadero gozo.
And so He begins to tell them the commandment that He wants them to keep.
Y Jesús les dijo el mandamiento que tenían que guardar.
Verse 12 says, this is my commandment.
Verso 12 dice, este es mi mandamiento.
That you love one another as I have loved you.
Que amáis unos a otros como yo os he amado.
The whole of the law of God is contained within that expression of love.
El completo ley de Dios se encuentra aquí en esta expresión de amor.
The Apostle Paul would bring this out.
El apóstol Pablo enseñó la misma cosa.
John would bring this out.
Juan dijo esto.
All of those that preach the good news would show that true love for God.
Todos los que predicaban las buenas nuevas enseñaron que el amor verdadero,
a love for God and love for one another,
el amor por Dios y el amor por nuestro prójimo,
would fulfill the very law of God.
Iba a cumplir la ley de Dios.
If we love our neighbor,
si amamos a nuestro prójimo o vecino,
or we're loving one another,
o si estamos amándonos unos a los otros,
we won't steal from them.
No vamos a robarlos. Yeah.
We won't murder them.
No vamos a matarlos.
We won't lie to them.
No vamos a decirles mentiras.
The whole law of God is contained within love.
Y la ley completa de Dios está cumplida en el amor.
And Jesus is telling His disciples, love one another.
Y aquí Jesús le dijo a los discípulos, ama el uno a los otros.
And then he tells them, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Verso 13 dice, nadie tiene mayor amor que este, que uno ponga su vida por sus amigos.
And in this verse, we begin to see the full expression of Jesus' own love for us.
Y en este verso encontramos completamente el amor de Cristo para nosotros.
This kind of love,
este tipo de amor,
is willing to be expressed even at their own peril.
Está listo para enseñarse aún en su mismo dolor o peril.
It says, greater love has no man than this.
Dice, nadie tiene mayor amor que este.
That a man lay down his life for his friends.
Que uno ponga su vida por sus amigos.
And here Jesus is beginning to show them the great love that he has for his disciples.
Y aquí Jesús enseñó su gran amor que él tenía por los discípulos.
For it wouldn't be but only a few days later.
Porque iba a ser aún nomás algunos días después.
That Jesus would lay down his life for all humanity.
Que Cristo iba a dar su vida por toda la humanidad.
Jesus was willing to lay down his life on the cross for you and me.
Jesucristo estaba listo y dispuesto para dar su vida en el cruz del Calvario para usted y para mí.
And he's saying in these verses, you are my friends.
Y aquí está declarando, ustedes son mis amigos.
Friends.
Amigos.
And he begins to show the distinguishing between servants and friends.
Y enseñó la diferencia de un amigo a un sirviente.
When a master or a lord told their servant to do something.
Cuando un mayordomo le decía a su siervo que hiciera algo.
That servant was to respond in complete obedience.
Ese siervo tenía que responder en obediencia completamente.
They were not to ask any questions.
No podían preguntar nada.
They didn't have the privilege of asking why.
No tenían el privilegio de preguntar por qué.
But as a servant or as a slave.
Pero como esclavo o siervo,
they were to respond in perfect obedience to their master.
Tenían que responder en obediencia perfecto a el mayordomo.
But Jesus says to his disciples, you are my friends.
Pero aquí Jesús le dijo a los discípulos, ustedes son mis amigos.
In verse 15 he says, I don't call you servants or slaves anymore.
Ya no os llamaré siervos.
For he says, a servant does not know what his master does.
Porque el siervo no sabe lo que hace su señor.
Again, they're in complete subjection to their master.
Porque tienen que humillarse y hacer lo que dice el mayordomo.
They're not allowed to ask any questions.
No se permite preguntar preguntas.
But Jesus says,
pero aquí Jesús dice,
I've called you friends.
Pero os he llamado amigos.
He says, for everything that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
Porque todas las cosas que oí de mi Padre, os las he dado a conocer.
You and I are friends of Jesus Christ.
Usted y yo somos amigos de Jesucristo.
And because we are his friends,
y porque somos amigos de Cristo,
we can get to know the very depths, the very heart of God.
Podemos conocer el corazón de Dios.
Jesus will not withhold anything from you.
Jesús no va a guardar nada de nosotros.
He will not keep anything from you.
No va a guardar cosas de nosotros.
You are his friend.
Nosotros somos amigos de él.
He wants to reveal things to you.
Él quiere revelar cosas a nosotros.
He wants to talk to you about things.
Él quiere hablar con nosotros.
He wants to share secrets with you.
Él quiere compartir secretos con nosotros.
Because he's calling you and me his friends.
Porque él nos llama amigos.
And he says, greater love has no man than this.
Y dice, nadie tiene amor mayor que este.
That a man laid down his life for his friends.
Que un hombre da su vida por sus amigos.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 5.
En Romanos capítulo 5.
He says, greater love has no man than this. Or he says, while you were yet sinners. Sorry about that.
Okay, read the whole verse.
While you were yet sinners.
Romanos 5 dice que mientras que éramos pecadores.
This is Romans 5:8.
Okay, Romanos 5:8.
It says, but God demonstrated his love for us in that while we were yet sinners.
Romanos 5:8 dice, pero Dios muestra su amor para con nosotros en que siendo aún pecadores, Cristo murió por nosotros.
While we were still in our sin, he died for us.
Mientras que estábamos en nuestro pecado, él murió por nosotros.
When we were in our sin before salvation.
Antes de salvación.
Jesus laid down his life for you and for me.
Él dio su vida para usted y para mí.
But now that we are his.
Pero ahora que somos de él.
We are his friends.
Somos amigos de él.
And we must understand that he desires to make himself known to us.
Y tenemos que entender que él se quiere hacer conocer a nosotros.
Today is Valentine's Day.
Hoy es el día de San Valentín.
It's a time that many couples are celebrating their relationship with one another.
Es un tiempo que muchos están compartiendo su tiempo juntos.
It's a time that many are expressing their love, their gratitude for their partner.
Y están expresando su amor por su novio, novia, esposo, esposa.
Many are sharing intimate things with one another.
Y compartiendo cosas íntimas con ellos.
They may be words.
Palabras.
Or even gifts.
O regalos.
But either way, they're showing an expression of love.
Pero están expresando amor.
Sadly, there are many that are really lonely and sad on a day like this.
Pero hay otros que se encuentran tristes en un día como este.
And yet, as we are listening about God's love for us,
y mientras que estamos escuchando de el amor de Dios para nosotros,
Jesus wants to express his love to you and me.
Jesucristo quiere demostrar su amor a usted y a mí.
And to be honest,
y en ser honesto,
with God in our lives,
con Dios en nuestra vida,
every day is Valentine's Day with God.
Cada día es como el día de San Valentín.
He loves us.
Él nos ama.
And he wants to express that love toward us.
Y él quiere expresar su amor a nosotros.
And he says, I will make things known to you.
Y dice, yo quiero hacerme conocido a usted.
He even goes so far as to say in verse 16.
Y en verso 16 de Juan 15.
He says, you did not choose me, but I chose you.
Dice, no me escogiste a mí, yo te elegí.
This is beautiful.
Es algo muy bello.
In other words, he chose us even when we were dirty and out there. In our wickedness.
En otras palabras, él nos escogió aún cuando estábamos en pecado y haciendo cosas malas.
If you think about it, at our ugliest, he saw us as beautiful.
Aún cuando éramos más feos en pecado,
he says, you
él
didn't
nos
choose
vio
me.
Bellos. Bello.
You didn't choose me.
No me escogiste a mí.
I chose you.
Yo te elegí.
That means we have no excuses.
No tenemos excusa.
He's chosen us just as we are.
Él nos ha escogido como estamos.
As imperfect as we are.
Aunque estamos imperfectos.
As mistaken, as accident prone as we may be.
Aunque hacemos accidentes y cosas así.
Having been a good citizen or even a bad citizen.
Siendo alguien bueno o alguien malo.
He chose us just as we were.
Él nos escogió como somos.
And if he loved us like that then.
Y si él nos ha amado como estábamos antes.
Imagine his love for you now that you are his.
Imagínese el amor que Dios tiene ahora que somos de él.
That you've chosen to come to church and worship him.
Hemos escogido venir a la iglesia y alabarlo.
You see, he says, greater love has no man than this.
Porque nos dice, no hay mayor amor que este.
That a man laid down his life for his friends.
Que un hombre dé su vida por sus amigos.
And then he goes on to say, you are my friends.
Y entonces dice y nos declara su amigos.
This is true love.
Esto es el amor verdadero.
Don't ever forget this very truth.
No debemos de olvidarnos de esta verdad.
God loves you.
Dios nos ama.
The tongues and interpretation earlier expressed the same.
Lo que escuchábamos por medio de lenguas y interpretación nos dijo la misma cosa.
He's saying today, I love you.
Él nos dice hoy, te amo.
And he says it every day, to be honest with
y
you.
Y nos dice cada día.
I love you.
Yo te amo.
And he loves us for who we are.
Él nos ama por quienes somos nosotros.
Not for who we pretend to be.
No por lo que hacemos hacernos.
Or not even what people think us to be.
Y ni tampoco por quien la gente cree que somos.
He loves us for who we really are.
Él nos ama verdaderamente por lo que por quienes somos.
No one can take your place.
Nadie puede tomar su lugar.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand.